Lockhart has led the Atlanta Fed since 2007. In January, he'll be rotated in as a voting member of the Fed's Federal Open Markets Committee. It's a 12-member body in charge of determining how much banks pay to borrow money. William Lestrap is an economics professor at the University of Georgia.
The idea is that when that interest rate changes, that feeds through the entire financial system and influences interest rates that everybody can borrow and lend at.
The committee won't say when it's raising rates, but has hinted action may be in order next year. Many analysts expect the FOMC, as it's known, to increase rates sometime next summer or fall. Lestrap believes it'll likely be the summer.
The economy keeps heading in the right direction, and that's why we continue to hear talk about raising target interest rates. If the Fed delays too long, it's going to lead to inflation and distortions down the road. So the signs seem to suggest that they have to act.
Lockhart is generally seen as a Fed official more inclined to keep rates at or near zero. But Lestrap doesn't expect Lockhart to buck the majority if and when the time comes to raise rates.
I don't think Lockhart has distinguished himself as others who are, for example, more hawkish about keeping inflation down. I think he will tend to go along with the rest of the members of the FOMC.
An interesting factor has to do with appointments. Historically, the FOMC is composed of two blocks, Federal Reserve Board members who are appointed by the president and regional heads like Lockhart. Currently, two of the seven seats designated for federal appointees are vacant. That means until the president can get two positions confirmed, Lockhart and other regional leaders have more influence on policy. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.